Today's daf is daf Samach Aleph, and we're holding at the Mishnah, which is almost halfway down the Omud. As you'll recall, this is a continuation of the Mishnah that we began yesterday, because we said yesterday that there are four categories. There are those that Unois Hagosha. Hagosha, as you know, means that your typical Karban Mincha, you brought it in a Mizrak, and you touch the corner of the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Ve'in Unois Tenufa. But you did not do the tenufa. The tenufa is called in English the wave offering, which resembles to a certain extent our carrying, our shaking the lulav and esrog in all directions, up and down and all four sides, etc. So most of the kabbonis had hagosha but did not have tenufa. There were those that had hagosha and tenufa, both. There were those that had only tenufa and not hagosha. And then there were those that were loy tenufa v'loy hagosha. That's how we started off yesterday's Mishnah, and we went through the first category of the Yesh Teunois Hagosha, the Ein Teunois Tenufa. And now we're continuing on. Elu Teunois Tenufa, the Ein Teunois Hagosha. The following do have Tenufa and do not have Hagosha. The interesting thing is, even though we're learning Mesechtes Menochois, and the list that we had yesterday were those that are Teunois Hagosha, and not tenufa. Those were all karbonos mincha, 10 of them, as you recall. Here, we're no longer talking about mincha, because in fact, there are no menachos which have tenufa without hagosha. Rather, our Mishnah is going to tell us about a whole bunch of other karbonos that fit into that category, as we'll see shortly. The only exceptions to the rule might be the shtei halechem, and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, Shtei Alechem, is a form of mincha, although not your classic form of mincha. Okay, we'll get to that shortly. So we start off the Mishnah. Eilu Teunois Tenufa, V'ein Teunois Hagosha. You have the Loig Shemen Shel Metzoira V'ashomai. Metzoira, when he has his Tahara, in addition to bringing his three Karbonos, one of which is a Karbon Asham, oh, with the Asham he brings a Loig Shemen. And the Torah says, "Befeidish about both the Oshem and the Loik Shemen that you have to go and do a tenufa." That's a psukim in the Torah. And the Mishnah continues, "Vahabi kurim kedivri rablezim and Yaakov." Couldn't rablezim and Yaakov bikurim also require tenufa? Now this is very, very unique, because if you look in the parsha dealing with bikurim, which is the parsha, the beginning of parshas Kisavoy, it talks about a lot of things about the Bikurim, but doesn't mention a word, anything about Tenufa. How does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov know Tenufa? We'll see shortly in the Gemara. And the same thing applies to the Emurim of the Shalmei Yochid, V'choz V'shoik Shalahem. What does that mean? Any person who brings a Korban Shlomim throughout the year, the portion that is given to the Kehanim is called the Choz V'shoik. And the Torah itself refers to the Choz V'shoik as being waived. It talks about the Shoik HaTruma V'Chazei HaTnufa. Shoik HaTruma V'Chazei HaTnufa. So therefore the Choz V'Shoik is always waved, and they're not waved on their own, they're waved together with the Aimurim, even though the Aimurim are not given to the Kahanim, those are put on the Mizbech. But you go and put the two together. If you're wondering, really, is that what it says in the Torah? In fact, you have three Psukim. We're going to learn them at the end of today's daf, where it says in the Pasuk, Shoik HaTruma V'Chazei HaTnufa Al Ishei HaChalovim Yaviu L'Honif Tenufa L'Fnei Hashem. So this, yes, there's a din of Tenufa by the Choz V'Shoik together with the Emurim. Now this applies to Anoshim, Echad Anoshim V'Yechad Anoshim. This applies both to men and to ladies. Be Yisrael V'Loi B'Acherim, but only by Yisrael and not by others. What does that mean, Yisrael V'Loi B'Acherim? So Rashi already tells us, Mefarish B'Gemar. We're going to have this in Mi'achim in the Amid Beis. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Shtei Halechem U'Shtei Kivsei Atzeres. Now here too there was a Tenufa, but this was much removed from the Tenufa that we spoke about by the Shlomim. Because by the Shlomim that was talking about Li'achar Shchita. So you're talking about an inanimate Choza V'Shoik and Aimurim, that you had a tenufa. Here we're talking about lebedika kivsei atzeres. Lebedik means that they are alive, especially if they are alive and kicking, then you would certainly say that they are lebedik. And you take the shtei alechem, combine them with the shnei kivsei atzeres, and you did your tenufa. How do you do it? Noisin shtei alechem al gabe shnei kvasim. You take the two sheep in hand with the two alechem on top of them. Umeniach shtei yodav lemata and put your hand underneath. And moiluch umevi male umoyed. And then you have to go and do it in all directions, up and down and back and forth. Shenemar asher hunaf vasher huram. That's what the words hunaf and huram mean. Hunaf means in the four directions, and huram means up and down. So you have it in all directions. Now, Mishnah tells us a little bit more about tenufois and hagoshois. Tenufa hoisa b'mizrach. When they did the tenufa, they did it on the eastern side of the mizbech. Rashi quickly tells us not that you had to do it only on the eastern side, but you can even do it on the eastern side. But you can certainly do it on the western side. Like it says in the Mishnah, v'hagosha b'marav. The hagosha had to be done on the marav side. That's on the southwest corner. The tenufa could be done there as well, but it can also be done b'mizrach on the eastern side. Why is that? Mi'atshem we'll see in the Gemara based on psukim. Tenufa is koin mois lehagoshes. Those kabbanis that require both a tenufa and hagosha, the tenufa comes first, and after that you do your hagosha. Minchas oimer u'minchas kenois to unois hagosha u'tenufa. Oh, I have two examples, the minchas oimer and the minchas kenois. Both have hagosha and tenufa. So which one goes first? Says our Mishnah, tenufa goes first, and then you do the hagosha. Lechem aponim u'minchas esachem. Ain't unois loy hagosha the loy tenufa. So now, Rabbi, so we've gone through our four categories. Yesterday we had all those which are tuunais hagosha v'loy tenufa. We started off the Mishnah ele tuunais tenufa v'loy hagosha. Then we had those that were both tenufa v'hagosha, and now we have those that are loy tuuna loy tenufa v'loy hagosha. And that's what we have over here now. Minchas esachim the lechem aponim and minchas esachim lechem aponim of Shabbos, minchas esachim that you bring every day together with your oilos and shlomim, and in particular the oilos korban tomid shel shachar and the tomid shel ben aboyim. These minchas esachim ain't unis loy hagosha. You don't put it next to the mizbech for loy tenufa, and you don't go and do your wave offering. And with this, we have concluded the four categories. Now Reb Shimon goes and gives us a somewhat of a simon, somewhat of a mnemonic and a summary that hopefully will be able to crystallize these halachas in our minds. Says Reb Shimon Oimer Gimel Minim, there are three categories of karbanos, which are Teun and Gimel Mitzvahs, where the combination of all three adds up to three special mitzvahs. Shtayim b'chol achas v'achas, of these three, each one only has two out of the three mitzvahs, ushlishis ein behem, but they do not have the third. So that's somewhat of a brain teaser, if you will. So what does Reb Shimon tell us? What are the three that have the three mitzvahs altogether, but only two each one? Anyway, we start over the ziv zivche shal meyachid. That means the shlom that are brought on a constant, almost daily basis, but those who want to be menader or menadev ekarm shlamim, the zivche shal metzibu, which is only once a year on Shavuos, which you bring together with shtei halechem, and you have the asham metzora, which hopefully you never bring, but if metzora chas v'sholem becomes a metzora, and he has to eventually bring his karbanis, so he has to bring an asham metzora. That's the third of the three gimel minim that Reb Shimon is referring to. Okay, so now explain, what are the three mitzvahs? Zilvrei shal miyachet teunin smicha. The Baalim have to go and put their hands on top of the head of the carbon to do smicha. And they do the smicha chayim. Snufa chayim means, smicha chayim means when the animal is still alive. That's when you would go and put your hands on. And you also do tenufa shchutin, like we explained before, the choz v'shoik, together with the emurim of your normal carbon shlamim, you did a tenufa. But it's chutim because the animal has already been geshachted. There ain't ben tenufa chayim, but there's no din of tenufa chayim when the animal is still alive. So you have now the two out of the three. There has smicha chayim, and it has tenufa shchutim, but no tenufa chayim. Now we get to zivchei shal mitzibur. That's teunin tenufa chayim. The Torah says, beferish by those shal mitzibur, ahayin nifakoyin oisom, al lechem epikurim tenufa lefnei Hashem, al shnei kvasim, koydish yul Hashem lakoyin. That's talking about b'shtei halechem on Shavuos. You do that together with the shalmei tzibur. That's nuf l'chaim. The animals are alive. You also do shchutim because after you shech the shlamim is, of course, there are differences between shalmei tzibur and shalmei yachid, but one of the similarities is that by shalmei tzibur you take the chaz v'shoik and you do the tenufa li'achr shchita, just like by your shalmei yachid.
The emurim of the shalmei tzibur.
Also, everything. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say that. The chaz v'shoik, the emurim, just like by your shalmei yachid, the same thing by the shalmei tzibur. So you have tenufa chayim v'shchutim. Ve'im ben smich, but there's no smich involved because it's a carbon tzibur. Normally a carbon tzibur doesn't have smicha. The Asham Metzoira Ta'un Tzmicha by the Metzoira and Tenufa Chai, and you have to do the Tenufa Mechaim, like it said in the Torah, not only the Asham but also the Loig Shemen. You do Tenufa the two together. Then Tenufa Shachot, because you only have the Tenufa Shachot by the Choz V'Shoik of a Karmen Shlomim, and by not by any other Karmen where you don't have that select piece that you go and give to the Karmen. Okay, anyway, so therefore you see, according to Reb Shimon, these three mitzvahs, not these three mitzvahs, these three minim of kabbanis, shalmei yachid, shalmei tzibur, and hasham betzoyra, each one of them has two out of the three mitzvahs, which we discussed, that is the smicha, the tenufa mechaim, and the tenufa shchutim. Zok d'imar, tana rabbanan. Now we're going to talk about the osham and the loik shomen of the metzoyra, where it said in our Mishnah that they require tenufa. That was the very first case, right? We start off the Mishnah, Eletunis tenufa, benar hagasha, like shemen shel metzoyra v'ashomai. Where does this come from? It's a pasuk. Where's a pasuk? Pasuk, the hikrav oisal yashem, in my Gemara, it's number 4. Maybe you have this dalid. Vushtei tuntar or hasholim v'lokach ha-koyin es ha-keves gu-echad, the hikrav oisal yashem, v'es loig ha-shomen, the Hainif Oisam Tanufa of Neashem. Oh, this is very clearly the Hainif Oisam, Oisam, meaning the two together, the Keves, the Asham, together with the Loiga Shaman, you do a Tanufa. Come to tell you that you do a Tanufa Kechon, meaning the Loig and the Asham together as one. Uminaim Shem Hainif Zebi Atzma Vizeb Atzma Yotza. What happens if the Koyan decided to go and split it up? And he did a separate tenufa for the osham and a separate tenufa for the loik. How do you know yotza? Tamaloyme the hikrav oisay li osham the hainif. It says in the pasuk v'hikrav oisay li osham. Now we left out a few words which are very key words: zayin hikrav oisay li osham and v'es loik hashamin, and that's the hainif. And therefore, what that pasuk is telling you is that you can do a tenufa on the osham alone, and you can do a tenufa on the loig alone. But that's not the intent, because after all, it says the hainif oi sam. But nevertheless, if you split up the pasuk that way, the hikrav oi say the asham and the hainif, and then the esloig asham and the hainif, you can go and do the diavet, each one on its own.
The asham, the shlamim we did, the chazav shok and the amurim, and the asham, what parts of the asham? The asham is being tenufa.
Lebedik, this is talking about.
The asham is lebed, is alive. The
asham. Alive, exactly.
Okay.
Look at the very last line of the Mishnah. Vasham metzayda toin smicha utenufa chai.
Thank you.
No problem. So you take the gun, the lebedik asham with the lebedik aloik shaman.
It's an adult, second year lamb. That's a big animal. It's a ram. That's a big animal. No, it's a keves. Sorry, it's a keves. Your geshem namach thing. So it's a small one. It's a kleina. Okay. It's geshem namach. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
One of the other shlamim you brought a par.
You do geshachtim.
It's geshachtim, but even so,
it's easier.
Bring over a strong kain. But anyway, I think carrying and doing a wave with a lebedik keves may be a little heavier and more tricky than just taking the dead chaz v'shoik.
Only the kohen can do the tenufa?
It's a very, very good question.
Yeah, the sota is done with the kohen and the
We're going to talk about it more on the Amud Beis. Okay. Let's wait till we get the Amud Beis. Thank you for raising the issue. Anyway, tamal lebe hikrav oisa liyasham v'heinif. Yochel yonif v'yachzer v'yonif. I would think that you should go in two tenufais. Rashi says, one means two tenufais. Maybe you do shtei and keechad. Rashi is parallel to our Gemara. Yoch liyonif shtei and keechad. First do both together. V'yachzav yonif kol echad li'atzmoy. L'kai mashenemer v'es loiga shaman v'heinev. Since we said in the pasuk, it says oisam. Oisam sounds like both together. It doesn't say oisoi or oisa. It says oisam. So that's how you'd have to go and do the hainif oisam. But since we just asked a moment ago the b'di'evet, if you do zeh be'atzmai, zeh be'atzmai, what is that based on? The hikr of oisali asham, full stop. And then the pasuk continues on the esloi gasham and full stop, the hainif and b'meinif them. So maybe you should do three tenufites. Do an oisam, do an asham, and do a loi gasham. Tam aloyim, that's why it says the pasuk tenufa. For loi tenufites, it says the hainif oisam tenufa. After all, once you say behenef oisam, I know that we're talking about tenufa. What does it have to go and say? Tenufa, they're going to tell you, one, veloi tenufais. Now, the pasuk ends off, tenufa lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is bim mizrach, meaning, as we said back in the Mishnah, and Rashi repeats it again, afilu bim mizrach, that's also considered to be lefnei Hashem, because you are in the azara, you're looking towards the Heichel, so even though you happen to be somewhat distant because you are on the other side of the Mizbeach, but as long as it's in the Azara, Mizrach is Ochkut. Frey Timura, why do you say that? Va'omer lefnei Hashem, back when we were learning more about the Hilchois Hagoshas HaMincha, and we were trying to determine exactly where do you do that Hagosha, there we said it has to be lefnei Hashem, and we concluded that lefnei Hashem was at the southwestern corner. So there it says lefnei Hashem by the Hagosha, and here it says lefnei Hashem by the Tenufa. Why by the Tenufa you're being so lenient? It could even be Mizrach. But when you're talking about the Hagosha, it says it has to be dafka lefnei Hashem b'marav. Zaltimar, I'll tell you why. Because the Yachal b'marav, this is part of the Braisa that talks about the limud of the lefnei Hashem. Yachal b'marav, I would think that the Hagosha Samincha should be on the marav wall of the Mizbeach. Amri, hani mila mincha de'ikri chatos. The reason why, when we're talking about the Hagosha, because the Hagosha is a mincha. A mincha is ikri chatos. Now, where is it ikri chatos? But how would that apply to all the other minachos?
It's enough, probably, right?
Oh, that's a very good way of learning. Rashi Grada learns a little bit differently. Rashi says when you're bringing a korban mincha, kodesh kodoshim hi, kachatos v'cho'osham. And if you remember, the Gemara had a number of drushes about kachatos v'cho'osham. Mm-hmm. One of them is kodesh kodoshim hi, kachatos, and it's on the tzof inside, and the kohanim eat it. But besides that, the Gemara said, why does it kachatos v'cho'osham? There's Reb Shimon that says, well, if you want to go and do it with your hand, you can do it even your hand, but it has to be yamin. In other words, taking up the kmitza on top of the mizbech. We hold that you have to put a kmitza in a separate kli. However, Reb Shimon says it's not absolutely necessary. Then he has to put it inside a kli and take the kli up to the top of the mizbech. Okay, so we see that it says in the Torah, Kodesh Roshim, hi ka chatas. Ah, so hani mili mincha de ikri chatas. V'chatas tu'una yesoit. By the chatas it says that when you're doing the shvichas hadam, the eskol hadam, yishpoich el yesoit mizbach ha'oila. Ah, there it says you have to do the yesoit. V'keren droimis mizrochas lo yhoi lo yesoit. As we know, two sides of the Mizbeach had a Yesite, and two sides of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesite. Which two sides of the Mizbeach had a Yesite? So just in case we have forgotten from earlier Mishnayos and Gemaras, Rashi does us a favor and brings the whole Mishnah with the whole Limud. If you look at the last Rashi here on the Yomid, the Kerem Mizrachas Droim Mislai Havli Yesite, Kerem Rina Mizrachas Midois, HaYesite Hoyim Mahalach Al Pnei Kol HaTzofayt, the entire northern wall had a yesoid. The Al Pnei Kol HaMarav, the entire western wall. Oyecha bedorim amachas. When we got to the Dorim side, there was only a shtikla yesoid of one amma. Where was that? The Hainu Keren Marovis Troimis. That was on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. The Havala yesoid. There was a shtikla. A yesoidechol, a clenching a yesoid. And the same thing was b'mizrach. He also had amma achas. Now, where was that amma? That was also contiguous with the yesoid on the northern wall. So therefore, it was the northeastern corner that had that b'mizrach. Amma achas, the hainu lekeren tzvoynis marovis, sorry, tzvoynis mizrachis, the northeastern corner. Nim tzashlo ho yesoid lechol ruach mizrachis, ala amma achas, the entire eastern wall did not have the Yesoid except for one little Amma. Litzad, where was that? Like we just said now, Keren Mizrachis Tzvoinis, and Ruch Mizraimis Nami Ein Yisoid. The whole southern wall did not have Yisoid, Ella, except for Amaachas Litzad Marovi on the southwestern corner. Nimtish Ein Yisoid, Keren Mizrachis Droimis, Kum Techois, the one Keren on the Mizbeach where there was no Yisoid at all, that was the south. Eastern side, because you didn't have any Yesoid all the way up to, you had to go 27 Amis north and 27 Amis west to go and get to a Yesoid of the Mizbeach. So there was no Yesoid over there for miles, so to speak. Or at least
31. It was 32 at the base.
I apologize. Yes, you're all correct. Thank you for correcting me. I was going to tell you that I was testing you out, but it's not true. I was measuring the 28 at the top.
You're right. Irregularity.
Yeah. Because Mizbeach did get smaller and smaller as you got to the top.
Unless you're walking in the air above the Mizbeach, then it was 27.
32. It was 32 all the way to the bottom. It's correct. And so therefore, if you're taking off one, it's 31 and 31. Thank you very much. Anyway, so we continue to Shein Yisoy the Kerem Mizrachis Roimis Mincha Loisagi Dole Mikra Blei Bidorim. And when you're talking about the Mincha for Hagosha purposes, there you have to do partially Bidorim Dechsev El Pnei HaMizbeach. What is the Pnei? That's the Dorim where the Kevish is. Kiram HaBakoy Mitzanamba Hilkoch Al Korcha Be'inim Marov Is Droimis Ma'arov Mishum Yisoy, because it said that it's the Mincha is compared to so, just like the Chatzis requires a Yisoid for the Shvichas HaShirayim, and it requires a Dorim Yishum El Pnei HaMizbeach, the Dorim Shaboy HaGevish, so therefore, you had to have the Marav for purposes of the Yisoid for the pouring of the blood, you had to have the Dorim because of the Pnei HaMizbeach, so we crunch the two together, and it's got to be the Keren Marovis Droimis. That's required for the Hagosha, but here by the case of the Tanufa, just as the Fnei Hashem, so we don't have that particular detailed Marov Estroimis, and therefore you could even do it on the Mizrach side.
So the Fnei Hashem, before we said for the Shirayim, was the south, because it's the Kevesh.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the Fnei Hashem here not meaning the same thing? Or why is the Fnei Hashem, both use expression with Fnei Hashem.
Correct.
The Fnei Hashem, we just said by the Chatas, by the Shirayim, refers to the south, because when the Kevesh is there. So
it doesn't refer to the south, there it's referring to the west. Because you have to go and pour out the
Shirayim on the. Okay. So the Fnei Hashem by the Chatas is.
By the Chatas, it doesn't say over there the Fnei Hashem, but the Hagosha, it says, O Pnei HaMizbeach. As well as Lefnei Hashem. Okay. So Lefnei Hashem always tells you on the western side of the Mizbeach, and the Pnei HaMizbeach means up on the southern side.
I'm confusing that.
That's okay, no problem. Anyway, we continue on the Mishvah, Bikur, and Kediv, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Mayr, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Vuz, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Desayin, we learn in the Braisa. V'loka ha-koyen, limeid ala bikurim, she-tu'unin, tenufa, Div, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It says in the Pasuk, V'loka ha-koyen. Now, where does it say anything about tenufa? My time, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Yes, v'loka ha-koyen. And in fact, the pasuk continues on in number 5. V'loka ha-koyen ha-tena mi'etecha. The koyen takes the tena. Tena means the basket in which is contained all of the bikurim. V'inichoy lefnei mizbech Hashem lekech. And you put it down on the floor in front of the mizbeach. We didn't say anything about tenufa. So, Kimon, my time, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Gomer yad yad mishlam. I'm going to go and learn now. Yad Yad Mishlamim, and Shelley's here to give us a hand in understanding this Yad Yad Mishlamim. Ksiv Hacha V'loch HaKayin HaTena MiYodecha, that's a hand. Ksiv Hasam, and it says elsewhere, Yodav Tiviyena Eis Minchas Hashem, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Yodav Tiviyena Eis Ishi Hashem, Esachelev Alachoze Viyeno, this is number 6, Esachoze Lohanif Oisei Tenufa Levnei Hashem. So there it's talking about the Chozev Ishoik, where you do the Tenufa. And there it says Yad of Tiviyana. So it also uses the term Yad. So we're learning one Yad from the other Yad. Just like the Yad of Tiviyana by the Chaz of Ishoik of the Shlomim is talking Tenufa language. Here too, when it says, that Yad is also referring to Tenufa. Ma kan koyin af la alon koyin, ma la alon balim af kan balim. This directly addresses the question that Ariel asked about 10 minutes ago. Who does the Tenufa? And the answer is the Baalim together with the Kohanim. And that's why you have both the shyness of the Yad. Here when it says Velokach HaKoyin Satena Miyadecha, and there it says Yodah Tiviyana Ishei Hashem, one is referring to the Baal and bringing the Bikurim in, and the other one is referring to the Koyin who's taking the Chaz V'Shoik in his hands. And now when he's doing that to Nufa, you're doing it together.
Is this just for Bikurim or all Tnufos?
This just
meaning that together.
I mean, the, what you're saying is correct. It's not only by Bikurim, it's also by the Kabbanis as well. I believe the same, from our Gemara, it sounds like the same thing applies to the Chaz V'Shoik, that the Baalim are also participating in that, together with the Koyim. So Mal Alon Koyim Havkan Koyim Malim Baalim Havkan Baalim. Okay, it said koyach meniach koyin meniach yodoy tachas yideh balim. He puts his hand underneath the balim, and they go and do the tenufa together. Now, before we continue on, some of you are thinking already of the gabe the soita, where there it also talks about that. Exactly. So the good news is the Gemara is going to address this shortly.
Wow.
We're not going to address it in its full picture, as you will see, but at least we're going to talk about women and tenufa shortly. So, bottom line is, what have we accomplished so far? We've accomplished that the Mishnah told us that even though in Parshas Kisavai, when it talks about Bikurim, it doesn't mention a word about tenufa, but based on Yad Yad, says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, there was a tenufa here as well. Right, Gemara, why are we only talking about Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? For Leiman Nami Kedivrei Reb Yehuda, the son of Reb Yehuda, Omer, Vehi Nachtoi Zu Tenufa. Ata Omer Zu Tenufa, Eina Ela Hanocha, Kishu Omer Vehi Nichoi, Hari Hanocha Omer, Homani Mekayim Vehi Nachtoi Zu Tenufa. What Reb Yehuda comes up with is a totally different Mekoyer for Tenufa by Bikurim. The Torah says twice that you put the Tenna on the floor. We already had on the Amid Aleph, it says in the Pasuk, V'lochach HaKoyin HaTena Miyadecha, V'hi Nichoy Lefnei Mizbach Hashem Lekech. We know what Hanocha means, to place it on the floor in front of the Mizbeach. Yet, here I have another Pasuk, number one here in the Amid Beis, of the Torah Or HaSholem, V'ata Hinei Hevesi Es Reishis Pri Adoma Asher Nesat Ali Hashem, V'hi Nachdoi Lefnei Hashem Lekech. Here also refers to Hanocha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, why does the Torah tell us Hanocha twice and slightly differently? Shoynois, Hinachtoi, Hinichoi. It's coming to tell you that one of these Hanocha is not just your simple placing it on the ground, but in fact it is a Tenufa. Where he sees in the word Vihinichoi, Vihinachtoi, Tenufa, I don't know, but Lamasa, that's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. So therefore, if we wanted to go and give credit and kudos, right? It's a new term that people use.
Kudos.
With a K.
Congratulations.
Exactly. Yeah. So if we want to give congratulations, Blessed Ben Yaakov, he made it in our Mishnah, that the Bikurim also have a Tenufa, Dibra Blessed Ben Yaakov, based on Yad Yad. Why don't we also say Dibra Blessed Ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda? Because he also learns the citizen of Tenufa by Bikurim. Everyone Amar Rava, Hoyil Upasach by HaKosav Tchila. The reason why we give credit to Rabbi Blessed Ben Yaakov, and we're silent about Rabbi Yehuda, because in the very same pasuk that we're talking about, we have the Rabbi Lezer's drasha before we get to Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. What do you mean? Because we get to the pasuk V'lokach HaKoyin HaTena Miyodecha, and then we have V'hi Nichoy. So Miyodecha is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's drasha. V'hi Nichoy is Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. Since Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov came earlier online, so to speak, in his drasha of the Yad Yad that goes before the Hinichoi, Hinachdoi. That's why we take Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov in our Mishnah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar Hoyel V'Rav Guvrei. What means Rav Guvrei? He is considered to be an outstanding scholar. Chochem B'Yoyser. How do I know? So Rashi quotes a famous Gemara Masechtas Eruvin, Mishnah Ser Lezer ben Yaakov, Mishnosei Kav V'Noki. Kav V'Noki means you don't have Reb Lezer ben Yaakov every day of the week. It's not like having Abaye Varova, Rav and Shmuel, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, that Reb Lezer is Reb Lezer ben Horkinus and not Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Well, and Reb Yeshua, of course, Reb Yeshua ber Chananya, exactly. So those you have almost every single day. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov you have occasionally. So that's what the Gemara refers to as Kav, meaning it's only a relatively small amount.
Only 102 times.
If you bear with me, please. Kav, it's a relatively small amount. Vinoki, and it's clean, and it is pure. Which means that we typically paskin like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, and therefore Rav Gavri, that's why the Mishnah quotes Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. What you just heard from Barry a moment ago is that the Rosh in Mesechtes Eirvin brings for Rabbeinu Chananel that the reason why we refer to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Mishnasi Ka Benoki, because if you count all together the number of times that it says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Shas, that we paskin like him is 102 times. Occasionally we do not paskin like him, but how many times do we paskin like Yaakov? Kav, 102. Vinoki, those are the times that we paskin like him. It's how do I know it's 102 plus? Because that same Rosh, Mesechtes Eirvin said, but in this case we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov because it's beyond the Kuf base. That was already Kuf Gimel or Kuf Dalet. 102 times
so
we paskin like Rabbi Lezer.
Who was he a contemporary of?
He was a nephew of a Levi who was burnt because he fell asleep on watch in the base of Mikdash. His uncle was on watch in the base of Mikdash and he fell asleep and he got torched to wake up. He got singed, like wake up. You're on Shmira because the Levim are supposed to be right.
Does that help you in trying to figure out the contemporary?
So when was
earlier? So Rabbi Yehuda is much later than Churban Bayis. So Rabbi, he's a contemporary Rabbi Akiva.
Depends if you're comparing
Rabbi Yehuda as a student Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eloy is a student Rabbi Akiva.
Numerous, many more. It's considered to be much less.
I don't compare to Yonasaro, and it's a, I would think maybe Kav means he's.
I don't have it clear in front of my mind now which one, how one relates to the other, but relatively speaking, it's Kav. It's smaller than something.
A sub.
It's how many Kavin?
It's a big number, but it's Naki. It's a Kav.
It's sifted.
So it's six Kavin. And then how many do you have in the base core? You have 30 sub. So this would be 180 Kavin.
It's not less.
Lesser is half a coin.
And I don't understand the Hanachta. How do we get from Hanachta, which was placed, to waving? It's just
I agree with you. I also don't know if you were listening carefully instead of looking at the notes.
I was wondering maybe because in order to, since he puts Hanachta twice, so the Baal puts it down. How do you have a second? You had a Rekira of Hanacha, right? So how do you have a second Hanacha? You got to do something. So what was the thing you did with it in between? You did an Akira and a Tanufa.
Maybe you had to dance and sing at the same
time. But what's the only ritual?
Understood. But it could be just picked it up, put it down.
Why with Yadcha it's easier to extrapolate Tanufa?
Well,
there you have a Gzeir Shava, Yad and Yad. So anytime you have a Gzeir Shava, since the second one, Yad of Tiyana, is talking Beferish about Tanufa, about the Chos V'Shoik. Then you just go and export from one to the other. Here to go and say that it's V'Yidichon V'Nachtoi means Tanufa. I don't know where
it's a stretch.
It's a stretch. Obviously, he didn't make it up on his own.
You're stretching.
Rabbi Yehuda didn't make it up on his own. All of these drushes are lacha l'moshe Mesinai. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to go and put Tanufa in the word v'inachta, I don't know. Maybe somebody will come up with a Rosh HaTevis with a gematria. Yes, what is the
Ashkosh? When it's not so, since he puts the vows, v'inchiso.
Okay.
With this realization, it means that you shall point it.
Hinachta,
sometimes used in the scripture area, to denote pointing in a certain direction or leading, as is in Shmos.
Okay.
Lo nacham elokim.
Good.
So he says it can thus be used to refer to the waving rite, which involves pointing the korim in various directions.
Aha. Okay. Good. So that was crystal clear. Yeshikoyech, I thank you very much. And we continue on. Zokti moravait veimuri shal miyochid because v'shoik shalhen echadu hanoshim v'yechad hanoshim b'Yisrael avloi b'achirim. As you recall, Rashi said in the Mishnah, b'gemara mafarsh. Mike Omar. On the surface, there seems to be an inconsistency. It says echad hanoshim v'yechad hanoshim. So everybody, universal. Yisrael avloi b'achirim. Now, lule the next tikkun gemara and Rashi, when lechoyre can go and say b'Yisrael avaloi b'achirim, achirim means non-Jews, because after all we've spoken about nochrim and oivdei kachovim over the last couple of days. Theoretically, you could say that. However, you'll see from the gemara that that's not how Rashi learns, and that's not how the gemara seems to learn. Ma'ika omar, omar v'yudah achikomar. echad anoshim, vi echad noshim, korbonon to'un tenufa. Avad and avada, every korban that requires tenufa, like the chos b'shoik, like the bikurim, all of those korbanos that require tenufa, it doesn't matter whether it's a man bringing the korban or it's a woman bringing the korban. Utenufa atzim b'Yisrael, avaloi b'idei noshim. But when the tenufa is performed, where you're talking about women that brought the carbon, then the women do not participate, only the men. And who is the men? B'Yisrael means the Kohen. Avoloi bidei noshim. Now there's a machloikus over here between Rashi and Tosis, exactly how we learn the Gemara. If we take a quick look at the Rashi, Maika Omar. Rashi is about 8 lines from the top. Maika Omar. Raishik Tony, Echad Noshim, Viechad Anoshim. Really, it's Echad Anoshim, Viechad Noshim. Good. Vahadik Tony, Avaloi Bachirim, the Mashma Anoshim, Veloi Noshim. The reason why Rashi probably doesn't want to talk about Achirim meaning Goyim, because you see the Gemara doesn't. We're going to have about Goyim in a moment. But so far, the Gemara doesn't talk about that, so therefore the Chayim L'Choyr is coming to tell you Anoshim L'Noshim. But you just said now, Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim. Zogt Rashi, Korban Antoim Tenufa, V'shal Noshim, Meinef Lehu Koyen L'Chudei. Aha, so Zogt Yomara, that's Pshad in our Mishnah, when you're talking about Echad Anoshim, V'Echad Noshim, that bring Korbanis, if they bring a Korban Shlomim L'Moshel, so then, whether the man brought a Karban Shlomim or the woman brought a Karban Shlomim, in all cases they have to go and do a tenuf on the Chos V'Shoik. The only difference is that when you're talking about the Karbanis that were brought by women, then the women did not participate in the tenufa. Only the Kohen did it on his own. And that's what it means in the Mishnah, Be Yisrael. It's interesting, when you say B'Yisrael, we don't mean a Yisrael as opposed to a Kohen or a Levi. We mean a male, but not by the ladies who are the Acheirois. So therefore, B'Yisrael, Avalei Bacherim really means the male Kohen and not the Acheirim, meaning not the ladies. Now, how do I know all of this? Because of the fact that there's a Gemara later on that's going to go and tell us that you have to have a Tenufa. What's the Cheshbon? By the Tenufa, why don't we wait until we get the Smicha and we'll come back to this. And then we'll understand better the Rashi, and then we're going to talk
so
about
it. Israel goes into the Azara, and he aids the Kohen. Well, how far does he go? He has to
the Kohen has to, now the Israel can only stand in the first 11 Amas, and if you need the participation of the Israel, so the Kohen could walk over to him and say, do the Tenufa. The Kohen is allowed to walk the entire Azara. So therefore he can go to the Israel, but the Israel can't walk in the entire Azara, so he'll stay in this place of the 11 Amas.
Okay, because
certain people that can't even come to the Azara, and then you start to talk already about Gabi Matzaira, Gabi Yeledis, because they're Tomei. We're not talking about Tomei, but everything is Toir and Baruch Hashem. So therefore, in the 11 Amos, you have the Israelim standing there. They're watching over every single day. Those are the Ma'amod that are watching, as well as any private Yisrael that's bringing his own carbon. He's Tishmeru, he's watching the performance of the carbon by the Kehanim. He waits in. What we need is participation. The Kohen can walk over to him and he'll help him out with a tenufa, so to speak.
Yes. Bikurim, for example.
Yeah, what about the Bikurim?
Do we have to put it in a specific location?
The Yisrael will walk up to the 11, and then the Kohen will come over and say, "Oh, Rabbi Yankov, what are you doing here today?" He says, "I'm here because I have my tenna." What is the tenna full of? It's full of Bikurim. The Kohen will take it, and he's going to go and put it on the floor, in front of the Mizbech. Okay? Yep. But he's going to do that twice.
Yeah.
Says Rabbi Yehuda, he's not just putting it down. Now he's going and directing it in all four directions, because it says in Shemois, Nochem Elikim, and therefore Nochem has to do it, and means in direction, and he's putting it down, and four times, and up. And that's how we have the Tenufa, based on Brother Shai's wonderful rendition of the comment in the art scroll, Yishkoich. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, since we started getting into this Tenufa, we're saying, B'nai Yisrael, Meinifim, Ve'ena Oiv Gechovim, Meinifim. The Pasuk says, B'nai Yisrael, when we're talking about the Hilchos Tenufa, and since it says, B'nai Yisrael, so it's only B'nai Yisrael, not the Goyim. In other words, if they bring a carbon, like a carbon shlomim, and we already said earlier, there's a machlokes whether a goy can bring any korban other than an oila, but our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yosef Gli that holds that a goy can bring any carbon, including a carbon mincha. That's what we spoke about, the hagoshes vis-a-vis a goy. And now we're talking about even a carbon shlam. But when he brings a carbon shlam, he does not participate in the tenufa. That's just repeating what we said a moment ago, that yes, these carbonis require a tenufa, but the goy does not participate, and the woman doesn't participate. Omer b'yoisi matzino shecholek ha-kosev ben korban Yisrael, the korban ev d'chavim. We find that there is a distinction not only over here, the gabi hilchos tenufa, but the same thing, the gabi hilchos smicha. Where do we find this chilek? The korban noshim, and I shouldn't say lik korban noshim, which is vik korban noshim, Shita corrects that. So Matzina Shechilek Akasha, the Torah makes a chilek between carbon Yisrael, the carbon Ovi Gachavim, the carbon Noshim, the Gabe Smicha. That what? That the Smicha is only done by a male Jew, and is not done by a Gentile, and it's not done by women, even Jewesses. Yochel Nachlik Betanufa, I would think we should make the same chilek Betanufa as well. So tomorrow, Loi, we do not make that distinction by tenufa, meaning that by a korban that a woman brings, a Jewess, or a korban that's brought by a Gentile, there's no din of smicha at all. What's the reason why? Because the pasuk that begins the parsha says, Dabra el b'nei Yisrael, and therefore I learn b'nei Yisrael, v'loi b'nei Yisrael, and also not the oiv d'chacham. That's the gabi smicha. Now we have the same drasha of Bnei Yisrael, the Gabi Hilchis Tenufa. Yochel Nachlik B'Tenufa, and say that the same thing, that if you have a carbon that is brought by a woman or by a Gentile, there should be no Tenufa at all. Loi. Tomorrow, Loi. Night, say Nishtazai. By Tenufa, there is a Tenufa, but it's just not made by the Balim, it's only made by the Kohen. Mali Chilek B'Smicha. What's the reason why we make that chilek b'smicha, that by smicha we don't have smicha at all by noshim and avoid v'chacham? Shasmicha is bebalim. The smicha is only by balim. Since it's only by balim, if the balim have been excluded as a result of Bnei Yisrael, then no smicha. Gunished. But based on that, nachlek tenufa, shat tenufa b'kayhanim. After all, the tenufa is performed by the kohen. Since the tenufa is performed by the kohen, even though the balim will not participate if the balim are a lady or a Gentile, but the kohanim are going to do tenufa. Imkein ma tamaloyim b'nei Yisrael, but the kohanim do the tenufa after all. Now the question over here is exactly what is this limud that we're talking about, that the Yidin, the Noshim don't do it, and the Oiv D'Chacham don't do it, but the Kohanim do it. So Rashi brings from a Gemara later on, if you look at the Rashi, the Mali Chilek B'Smicha. So to Rashi, Kloimar, it's about halfway down the Rashi's. Kloimar, Tam Yesh B'Smicha, Shasmicha B'Balim Atzman. Can I read in Preshtei? Midois, Yodoi V'lad Ilo Yad Shluchoi. The Gemara Darshan V'Samach Yodai Al Rosh Korbonai, Yodoi, it's got to be the Balaam. The Balaam can't even send a shliach. So if the Balaam cannot come to the Beis Hamikdash and they're sending their korban, oila or shlamim or what have you with a shliach, he can bring the korban, but he cannot do the smicha. Hilkach oiv d'chom enoshim, acha shemiyatan hakosim mi lismoich, since it says b'nei Yisrael v'loi, not the women and not the oiv d'chom, ain't b'kuban smichas, because there's no one else to go and apply to go and ask to be the shliach, because normally shliach shel adam kemoisai. Here is the exception to the rule. Shliach cannot do it. It's got to be done by they themselves. So it's right to Rashi. Nachle petenuva bitmiya shetenuva bekayhanim v'yecholim oivdechachovim v'noshim lasis koyin shliach. They can go and appoint the koyin and make him the shliach and say, I cannot do it. I want you to do it on my behalf. Why can this happen? Because Imkain says the next Rashi, Tator and Tenufa, Ma Tamalei Bnei Yisrael Meinifen Hein Atzmon, Bein Anoshim Meinifen Hein Atzmon, Ela Koyin. How does the Koyin get that ability to do it? So Rashi says, because they can appoint him to be their Shliach. Now this is slightly different than the Mashmois of the Loshon HaGemara, And in fact, Tosis disagrees with Rashi, and Tosis says that the reason why the Kohen can do it has nothing to do with Shlichus. It has to do with because the Kohen is always one of the Meinifim. So instead of having two Meinifim together, like you typically would have, if the second Meinif is either Noshim or Acherim, meaning the Oivdei Kechavim, so they're not going to participate. So the Kohen is going to do it on his own. Normally he does it with the Baalim, but if the Baalim are disqualified because of Bnei Yisrael V'loi, so the Kohen does it on his own. But actually, some reason goes and says, no, they have to appoint a Kohen as a Shliach. Now, where do we have this in the Tosfos? I think it's in Tosfos Yochel Nachloik. They carve them, they call me carve Noshim Toin Tufa. Kloy Meloy Nachloik in Masvik. Here's Tamitz Micha, she Balim, because of Mir and Kom. Avot Tenuva Bekahanim Nam. Oh, so Tosfos says, you see the Tosfos Yochel Nachloik. He says, Avot Tenuva Bekahanim Nami. Kahanim also participates in the Tenuva. Ukshemir, because of the Kom, and the Noshim, Mir. The Kom and the Noshim were excluded. So you don't need to come on to that you're appointing him as a shliach. It's always a combination of Balim and Kohanim. Since here you don't have the benefit of the Balim participating, so by default, your backup option is you just have the Kohen alone.
So the Kohen does his chelik in the tenufa, and he's also, as it were, according to Rashi, a shliach for the other chelik of the tenufa. According to Tosfos, there is no other chelik of the tenufa.
Exactly, it's only the Kohen that's doing both.
So you zero out the Ovei Kochavim or the Nashim entirely. There's only... He's only left by default.
That's the way certainly Tosfos learns. Some want to say that there'll be enough gemenim between Rashi's pshat and Tosfos' pshat, whether you should have two kohanim participating, meaning that normally you have the balam together with the kohen. Says Tosfos, okay, you can't use balam, so you have the kohanim. That's fine. That's kenuk, and that's the mashmoyis of the gemara.
But Rashi would say you have the original kohen and you have the shliach kohen, as it were, to substitute for the absent balam.
And now the question is, can you go and appoint the same kohen to do both? Sure,
that's exactly.
You're wearing both hats. I'm wearing the kohen hat and I'm wearing the balam hat. Or should you have two kohanim doing it together? So that's a discussion among the achrayim. Anyway,
the rabbis made a dispensation, so to speak, for women to do smicha under certain circumstances.
Well, yeah, that's another Gemara where the Gemara says that we want to give them at least a nachas ruach l'nishoseim that they can also do smicha, but then they cannot do it with their full force, because if they do it with their full force, then it's not only that they are quote unquote doing a mitzvah of smicha, but they're also doing an avla because they're causing the carbon to work. Right. And it's a form of me'ila. So they only told them gently, so it's just to make them feel good. Oh, I'm also participating in smicha, but it's not a real bona fide smicha. It's a kind of
a smicha.
Oh, very nice. Good. Rabbit instead of rabba, right? Whatever. Okay. Anyway, there's another Gemara, of course, in Masechta Soita, and it's quoted elsewhere as well, that women can participate in tenufa, not like our Gemara, but then we have the problem of the men and the women holding hands together, and that's problematic. And because of that, there's a Tosfos that says that
either the Kohen held it from above and the woman held it from below, or they interlaced their hands
they
wouldn't touch.
In the Tosfos, he also talks about the Bikurim, where he also how can the Kohen tachas yado?
And the answer is.
They held different parts.
Right. Yeah. One underneath the basket, one on top of the basket.
It's a touchy subject.
A basket, like most kelim, you have the bottom and you also have the rim at the very, very top.
Right.
So one holds from the bottom, one holds it from the rim. And even though it says that the koyin meniach yodei tachas yad balim, it doesn't mean right underneath it so that they're touching.
Below, it's the bottom of the basket.
Exactly. And in between, they have the entire pot or the entire basket. Yeah, but what happens if she happens to be a neither? What happens? Yeah, other situations. Yeah, okay, anyway.
Even the man
of
the Korah, he can't do
the Korah. We're not talking about a woman. If that's what the Torah requires, you don't need to come on to the din of Chodzitz. If that's what the Torah says, you have to put the hands in the mouth. That's what you got to do. Otherwise, you're not Yoitz in the Mitzvah. You got to do it. But if you hold one on top, one on the bottom, then you don't have the problem in the first place. Okay, so continue on the Gemara. Tani Idach, five lines of the Banu Bnei Yisrael. Imi El Bnei Yisrael. Gerim Vavodim Shechor Minayin. That they can also participate in the form either of doing a smicha and or of doing a tenufa. Rashi says Tani Idech Tum Bepedufa in particular. Tam Loimer Hamakriv. Now, where is this Hamakriv? This is in the Tenufa Pasuk that we started off with. Okay, we had a Pasuk of Tenufa. Look, according to Kibbutz, we're going to talk about Hashem. Hamakriv is like a rainbow, so it's Tenufa. According to Nech, we Nichoy. Here I see the. We have the makriv. So maybe there's another part that says a makriv expressly. But anyway, the point is that we're saying Hamakriv. Hamakriv is broad enough to say, says Rashi, makriv koldu. Anyone, meaning not only a regular Yisrael, but even Hamakriv in the game of Avodah Meshucharim.
Why do we separate Gerim, Avodah Meshucharim, our game, and by definition? Why are we separating?
We have that often in Shas. I don't know why the Gemara always have to repeat the both, but as always. Talmud, Loima Hamakriv, Oy Eine Eleze Koyin Hamakriv. Maybe the term Hamakriv doesn't mean the Baalim, and therefore say that comes to include Gerim Avodah Meshucharim. Maybe it's talking about the Koyin who's Makriv. That's why it says a Makriv. The person who's in charge of the Makriv. Exactly. Kishu Oimer, Yodav Tiviyana, Hari Balam Omur, since by the Pasuk Yodav Tiviyana, we're already referring to the Balam, he's the one that brought the carbon. Okay, Tzad, so Ibazoi, what's the Makrib and what's the Yodav Tiviyana? Okay, Tzad, Koyim Niach Yodav Tachan Yad Balam, Amen, if he puts his hands underneath, and again, that's the two Pshatim, whether it's Mamish Tachan Yad Balam, or one is on the top and one is on the bottom. If you want, we can continue learning another few lines. We're ready.
Sure.
Okay, so learn a little bit more.
Is it okay, Shai? It's not that
of course, I'll listen in through...
It's very simple. Now, the Gemara is going to bring three separate psukim, all talking about the Choz v'Shoik, and the three psukim are going to be contradictory on the surface in terms of which was Lamala and which was Lamata by the Choz v'Shoik and the Emurim, or the Emurim on top of the Shoik and the Chozeh, or beneath them at the time of the waiting.
They were in a basin.
They were, normally Emurim in a basin.
Don't we suppose put it in the, well, they carry it up, they don't carry it up.
Does it matter?
That could be. I mean, for purpose of Tanufa.
They washed it off already.
Yeah,
in
but
the
basin. All the stuff is flowing all over.
Okay.
They packaged it up. They didn't shrink wrap it.
Didn't they initially?
It could be a chwaisish. I don't know. It's really not necessary for this Gemara.
We'll find out Sunday.
Anyway, we have the Torah Ora Sholem, which brings all three psukim back to back. So that is helpful. You see, you have the first pasuk is Shoika Truma Bachazeyat Nufa Al Ishe Chalovim Yaviu. So that's pretty clear. The Chaz V'Shoik is Lamala, and the Chalovim are Lamata. Then you go to the next pasuk. Yotad to Vienna Eis Ishe Hashem Esachelev Al Hechaz V'Yenu. Oh, so you see that the Chelev is on top of the Chazeh. The first pasuk said the Chaz V'Shoik were on top. Second pasuk says no, that the chelev was on top of the chazah. The third pasuk says v'yisim esachalovim al hechazois, that the chelev was on top of the chazah. Make up your minds, Rabbi Yisai. Was the shoik a truma on top, the shoik and the chazah, or was it the chalovim that were on top? What the Gemara is going to conclude is that in fact we had three koyhanim, and the first koyin was the one that extracted the shoik and the chazah and the Aymerin from the base of Mitbachayim. He had one on the other. He's handing it over now to the second Kohen to do the Tanufa. By definition, whichever was Lamala will now be Lamata. Whatever was Lamata will be Lamala, because he flips it over to the other Kohen's hands. And that second Kohen, when he's finished with the Tanufa, he's going to hand it over to yet a third Kohen by flipping it over. And so that's why you have the difference in position in one
Pasuk. The somersault, as it were.
Somersault. Okay, very good. Zuktimar, especially if it's during the summer. During the winter, it's hard to do a
winter salt.
A winter salt. Good.
You always had salt.
Exactly. Okay, Zuktimar. Top of the omelet. Ketzad oise. How do you do it? Minich emurin al pisas hayad. Pisas hayad on the hand. You put the emurim. Don't say anything about a kli. V'choz v'shek alein. V'choz v'shek were on top of the emurim.
To transfer over there.
Okay. Wait, Mitchum, you'll be online. You'll let us know if you have further thoughts. Maybe the art school has a wonderful footnote. Okay, you're transferring it in a kli, or you're handing in a piece of sayad. How are you transferring it? Okay, instead of giving a piece of the mind, you give him a piece of the yad. As oise meniach emurin al piece of the yad, you put the emurin lamata, B'chod v'shoik alein, b'chod v'shoik on top of them. U'b'chol mokim sheyesh lechem, and sometimes you ought to do a tenufa with a lechem. When would you do a tenufa with a lechem? Kipsi etzer. You do lechem.
Shalmi
nozer. There's also lechem there too. By the zroya v'sheila. Kanzai. Anyway, b'chol mokim sheyesh lechem, a lechem amal, you put the lechem on top. Heicha, where do you find that case? Amar Papa b'milum, in the milum you have that case. Rashi quotes it. Misal hamatzas shelef nei Hashem, v'yosam ha'chalov mi'al shoyke yomen, and there you also misal hamatzas, you put on top of the chalov and the shoyke yomen. And of course, since we are now during the day, the Shivas Yimei Miluim, where everybody remembers because we are omitting the Tachnun to everybody's regret and terrible bad feelings, but that's what it is. Anyway, so now Miluim, that's when they put the Lechem on top. My timer, where do you get this from, that the Chos V'Shoik was on top of the Aymurin, right? Oysemeniach, Aymurin al Pisayad, and the Chos V'Shoik on top.
It's like a sandwich. Aymurim on the bottom. Chazav Ashok in the middle and Lechem on top.
No, but let's put the Lechem outside because that's just going to confuse us. Okay. Just dealing with the Emurim and the Chazav Ashok. So you go and put the Emurim on the hand, Chazav Ashok on top. How do I know? Ile Mishum Dechsiv, Shoika Truma, Lechazia Tanufa, Al Ishiach Alav Miyavi, Lohanif Tanufa. Ah, so the Shoik and Chazav Ashok on top, like we just described it. Ah, Voksib, but there's another Pasik. Esachelav Alechazav Yivianu. And the pasuk continues on, and what did you do with it? Lahanif oisay tenufa l'Hashem. And here it says that the chel was on top of the chod. Right. Make up your mind. Amar Abaye, hahu demaisi le koyin mi beis hamitbachayim v'romi le. That's that the koyin comes to the beis hamitbachayim. In other words, where they strip the animal and where they rinse it all off, all the insides and all that. Mm-hmm. So what did he do? It says Rashi v'romi le hachelav al hachoze. Chaz v'shoyik were probably cleaned more easily. Those are on the hand, and he put the chaylev on top of it. Look at the Rashi, you see the first of the narrow lines. And the Rashi continues on, a chaylev ala chazev, v'chi hoda romi le biyad ha-meinev, when he now flips it over to the second coin, who's meinev, ishtakach mashohi lemala, hoya achshav lemata, whatever before was on top, is now on the bottom. Because of that flip, exactly. So Omer Abaye, who the meisel le koyin mi besam mit b'chaim, he had the chaz v'shoik, beneath, and then the chaylev was on top. That's this pasuk too. It's a chaylev al chazav yana. The romilei, now he flips it over to the second coin who does the tenufa, and by flipping it over, now magically the chazav shoyk are on top, and the chaylev is on the bottom. I pray to him about somebody have the third pasuk, but you see mu as a chalovim al chazois, that the chaylev is on top of the chazav shoyk. And you're telling me by the tenufa the chaz v'shoik was on top. The mainif koyin, who is koyin number two, he now flips it over to koyin number three. And now what is the, when he flips it over again, so it goes back to its original position where the chaylev is on top of the chaz v'shoik. So that koyin is now going to remove the chalov and the ayman, which are now on top of the chaz v'shoik. He's going to place those on the mizbeach, and then he's going to come back with the chaz v'shoik and deliver those to the kahanim to be eaten that night. Why does the pasuk have three different positions with the three psukim? To tell you that lechatchila you should have three kahanim. Hadras melech. In other words, theoretically, you could have the same koyin, the basement b'chaim koyin. He's going to go and do the tenufa, and he's going to do the haktara. No, the pasuk is trying to tell you that the best thing is to do to maximize the number of kahanim that are involved in the avoida. Stop over here, boys. Have a wonderful shot.